The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Hello, Governor. I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet grown-up brother, Griffin McElroy.
We're back in the saddle again.
Travis is back stateside. I had this realization.
Yes.
That this was, while we were on our hiatus. So the last episode we recorded would have been like
October 13th.
October 13th was the last
Who
one
can
recorded.
Say?
That
Who
is the
say?
Longest time I have gone without recording an episode of My Brother and Me since I was a 30-year-old man. Since I was, 29 years old.
Yes.
Since I was 29, it's the longest I've ever gotten. Gone without
and you're only 30. You're only 33
I'm only
now.
33 now. No, I'm an old man. And what I realized is I had been contextualizing bad stuff that happened to me in my life with like, well, at least I'll be able to tell this story on the podcast.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
And now when things happen, guys, since we recorded our last episode, I spent two straight calendar days doing nothing but making 15 gallons of chili and then serving 30 gallons of chili.
Now,
and
wait,
I
hold on,
get
Justin.
To talk about
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That's
what
not
What kind of loaves and fishes shit is that, Justin? You made 15 and then there were 30?
Well,
how did
Travis,
you do this?
He cut it.
I had
stuff.
I just dumped it.
Some water.
Some water and some wood shavings.
Okay, my wife, this is how long it's been. My wife has forgotten that this is just
the sacred, sacred time.
I had some people also making chili. Mary made like 15 gallons of chili. And then I served 30 gallons. Guys, 15 gallons of chili is so gross. And I feel like it's probably the worst with chili. There's probably other foods, but like I always have these giant freezer bags. And I would just like slurp them into
this
big pot.
Oh, that's not the best way to move chili.
Is that how you served it?
You just slurp them into a big pot, and then I'd have this big vat of chili that I'm stirring. All day I'm stirring this frozen chili. And then I would have to take it over to the serving pot. And then these people would watch me, and I would beg them, like, first off, take a step back because you were in the chili splash zone.
Yeah.
And then I said, please don't watch this. When you see this amount of food, it's hugely unappetizing. And then
much.
I had to squirm this hot boiling chili into a big pot. Guys,
that draws too much attention to what a shared experience that is and like feeding pigs at a trough, right? It's just like the comparison is too obvious at that point.
I wouldn't talk about this on a more politically minded podcast, but I think here I'm in safe company. Our booth was the Democrat, like county Democrats, and then our booth is directly positioned across from the county Republicans. I mean, directly positioned.
Nice.
And these dudes brought two full size cardboard stand-ups of my man DJT to watch. My
Wowzers.
Man Donald Trump was watching and presiding over the chili festivities over at their booth.
Known chili aficionado.
They did it affix Donald. Thinking it was a windy day.
They didn't. Hold on. Oh, no.
So Donald would just go
He flat Stanley'd around everywhere.
That's fun.
Flying away. It was great.
Did they at least, well, can I ask a question? Did they at least hang a sign on DJ Trump that said, like, yum yum chili time or yum yum I love chili?
Just standing like a gargoyle in silent approval of the chili.
Bad president, good chili eater boy.
Yeah.
We started serving at 11 and they were done by 12. And it turned out they had only brought one pot of chili.
Noobs.
And it's like, guys, that's the same way
that they think about politics, and because they're Republicans.
They brought one pot of chili and two Donald Trumps. It's just like, listen, I don't want to tell you your business, but
maybe half the Trumps, twice the chili.
Then one of the dudes came over to our booth and was like, do you have a cup? I was like, what? He said, do you have a cup? And luckily, another candidate had provided cups with his logo on them. So I gave him one. He said, thanks. I got to skim all this grease off the top. It's like, boy, that sounds good.
Wow,
that
man.
That sounds like good stuff like right good there.
Chili. Seems like you guys really poured your heart and soul into this chili competition.
But I felt pretty
good. I was hoping that you were going to say, like, they came over and they're like, hey, guys, could we have some of your chili to give away? You seem to have a lot of chili, like the ants in that one story, and we're like the grasshoppers in that story. And if you could give us some of your chili to give to potential voters and say that we made it, that would just be great.
I've had a while. I drove a truck in a parade.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Justin.
It was like the whole.
I mean,
like,
I went to a castle and stuff, but no, go on about your chili and your car and a parade.
Thank you. Yes.
But the thing is, we know all about your castle, Travis.
Yeah.
That's true. I went to like three castles, dude.
Man. Yeah.
Were they all really different?
No, they were mostly like big stone buildings.
Yeah, sure.
They never really got wild with the architecture. Like, I walk around my neighborhood now and I'm like, that building looks different. Oh, look, that's like a mid-century modern. Oh, this is, and like castles, man, they pretty much did just like squared off stone buildings.
How were the buttresses, though?
Flying.
Wow. And the battlement? Man.
Oh, yeah, it was there. It was definitely there. The portcullis? Forget about the portcullis?
What about the Bailey?
The Bailey? It was old. It was one old Bailey.
It's been a while. I've been thinking a lot about elevating my brand in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Like, and this is true, I think, for all of us. And I've been meaning to talk to you guys about this for a while. Yeah. So maybe this isn't the show, but... I think we're grown-up adult men. I think we're grown-up people.
Sure.
And there's a vibe of, specifically me, I think, because I have put toys in my mouth before, that I'm like some sort of boy still. But I have a mortgage and two children. Mm-hmm. And so I've been thinking about like having my brand instead be like grown-up, responsible, because it's all true. It's just not the face. It's not the public facing.
You want to evolve.
It's also not as funny or interesting. But
it's like, maybe not, Travis, but it's real. And I think people want real shit now. So I'm like Janus flipping the mask around.
Oh, and now the guy on Grey Bridge.
The griffin has two faces.
And so now the goofball who eats toys and
bananas.
Talks about like toilet humor and stuff like that. Like he's in the back now, and up front is a grown up Griffin McElroy. I care deeply about grown up stuff.
Okay, okay. Like, can you give me an example of something that you like care more about than you did? I mean, just
2 weeks ago,
care more about. Yeah,
publicly, I care more about than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what part of this like new rebrand, the new Griffin?
Like,
experience.
If you were gonna say like now I care about blank instead of Pokemon.
Yeah, I would say sort of like moisturizing.
Okay.
I'm huge on that shit now.
Oh, yeah.
I realized that I wasn't wet enough ever, basically.
Mm. Are you gotten into serums?
Serums. I do. I have a salve. I have an unguent that I apply on every full moon. That really keeps me going. There's a lot of placenta in that one, but it keeps it tight and very, very, very
damp. Are you using plenty of placenta? Because I've been using plenty of placenta.
I've been using plenty of placenta since the day I turned 29 years old.
Yeah, I can tell.
Because that's when things really start to drop off, but the plenty of placenta tightens, dampens, revitalizes. And even now I can tell I'm getting silly again. Like, you know what I mean? It's work. It's work to elevate your brand. But like, you know, do you guys know what I'm saying? I feel out on a branch right now.
No, I feel like my brand is solid and everybody is just really in favor of it. I don't feel like there's any holes in my brand. People often lift me up and say like, hey, Travis, I noticed that like you seem to be like the best and like most adjusted of the three and the most like just completely. I think the word is neurovergent, I think is what it is. You're just a real neurovergent guy.
Yeah, that's what they definitely say.
Yeah. Justin, anything you want to say about your brand?
How's your brand,
Juice? Mine's pretty well fucked at this point. You know what I mean? I've done enough stuff where I don't know that I have much of a brand anymore. I feel like I've kind of ruined my... You know what I think it was?
What was it, Juice?
It was becoming a notary public.
Yeah, that's you think
that? Juice, that's an inspiration for me.
Oh, really?
That's like, once I hit that point, I'm like, once I'm a notary public and a sommelier, like, then I'm for real done. I have put my childish things way the fuck behind me now because I can sign government documents and shit.
But I think, if I may, in terms of what Justin is saying to us, Griffin, what you're talking about is like a redirection of your brand. And what I think Justin is saying is his brand became so dispersed between everything that he's doing all at once. You cannot pin down one thing about Justin. It's like, oh, do you mean the guy who like is a notary public and is Count Donut? Like those two things together.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Like Janus, the mask, it flips, Travis.
Yes, but it's like if his mask had like 162 faces, I think is the problem.
You know what it is? I'm a modern Renaissance man.
That's exactly
it.
Oh, that's a good brand. That's a good
brand.
The modern Renaissance man? Extremely elevated.
I like to think that my brand is like just lazy cult leader. Like I could do it, but who can be bothered? Like that's kind of what I'm going for.
The beard has been bad for my brand too.
I think so. I think so in a major way.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. You know what it is?
Good for your face. It looks
great. Oh, yeah, great for your face. Brand.
You know what? It has allowed me to sort of insert myself into certain dad circles that I would not otherwise be welcomed into.
Oh, buddy,
because while they may be able to talk about sports and stuff, if I see one of them's got a beard, I got I'm in.
Yeah.
You want to talk about beards? Of course you do. It's all you think about. just me? Okay. Good.
It's way cheaper than buying an e-bike like I had to do to fit in with the cool city dads here in DC who do fucking wheelies and stunts.
I don't get dads. Now we're not even doing the show anymore.
No, we're going to do the show.
We haven't talked in half a month.
What I don't get, because I realized this recently, like if you're like a full-blown like dad joke dad, you got to dye your hair to a different color because the dad jokes that this were like the number of people were like, I love your hair. And I'm like, thanks. I love it too, but I hate ruining pillowcases. Like the number of like just
That's not so much a dad joke as much as it is just like a thing that is true and I think annoying about hair color.
I
did a pumpkin carving contest that I was the MC for.
Man, Justin, your life has just gotten off the. Is this season two of your life? And they're just like, we got to ramp up the bit.
This does feel like that break in Battlestar when they come back 3 years later and it was like, this is the mayor?
What?
Yeah. Why? Huh? Thank you, Travis. I had a pumpkin suit on like Mr. Pumpkins did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a David Pumpkins costume. It was just a pumpkin suit. And people would be like, I love your costume. And I would say, thanks. I had a wedding earlier today. Like that's
good.
That's really good stuff, Juice.
I like that. Should we do the questions?
Yeah, let's do the show. I got a lot of munch related stuff to talk about.
I'm excited.
It's going
to
be a great
episode.
Is it
too late to change the name of the bit to Munch Stuff? I just like the way that it's uncomfortable in my mouth. But
as long as we're elevating the brand, this is Justin McElroy's Munch My Stuff. My Stuff. It can be like a old like PlayStation video game intro stinger.
Yeah.
Like, Munch My Stuff.
And if it's a thing that makes you really mad, you can say like, this huffs my munch.
This really munches my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So let's do a question.
I just had a baby last month, and all my friends and family say he's adorable. I obviously think so, too. However, due to all the baby hormones, I'm not sure my judgment can be trusted. What if I'm just surrounded by liars? How can I tell if my baby is really cute or if people are just lying to me? And that's from Cute Fused in Chicago. Travis, was there an image attached?
Well, no. They specifically said they didn't want us to like be biased by an image because this isn't about our judgment on whether the baby is cute or not, because how would they know to trust us? Right. This is about how can they trust.
Oh, they should know that I don't care. So yeah, like you can definitely I want most folks to know that when you ask my opinion on most things and you're not an immediate family member of mine, you're going to get the gosh darn honest truth. Because I mean, you need to be mirrored, don't we all?
Oh, that's an interesting point, Griffin, because I would have said I would lie to strangers and be honest with my family. And
no,
you've gone a different
come on.
Way.
No, because I have to see you guys like all the time. And we work together like, all the time. So if I say like a bad thing to you about you that I felt for a long time, then like, next recording time. You know,
Skedios.
But if I see a stranger with a busted looking baby, like, you know, I can let them know that, and then they can take the necessary steps to beautify that baby.
Step up the game, get a flipper in there,
brand,
hair extension, something.
Elevate.
Listen, people lie. You know who doesn't lie? Animals. If your animals are reacting to your baby like a Disney princess, birds landing on their shoulder, dogs want to lick their faces, I think it's safe to say that's a cute baby.
Cute is a human reaction, though. Like, we don't, if animals don't have, like, cute instincts.
Excuse me, sir.
Like, it'd be cute for a baby cat. Like, your baby's cute for a baby cat, but not cute for a human.
That's fair.
Well, why are dogs and cats always putting on cute outfits, huh? If they don't have like cute instincts, huh?
Think about that, Justin.
Yeah.
Before you talk.
Actually, I'm hoisted by my own petard on that. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's very legit.
I think all babies are cute.
Wrong.
Like they're no. Well, hold on. Even the ones that aren't traditionally handsome babies, they're still like. They're really, really little, and they can't do anything right.
And that part's great. I agree that that's great. Their vulnerability definitely wins me
over.
They're
so little, and they fuck up nonstop, and they
dude.
Just, like, piss and shit, like, whenever they want to. That's, like, that's big cutie behavior, if you ask me.
And frankly, for me, and listen, I might be in the minority here, but I like me a Wallace Shawn-looking baby. You know what I mean?
It's ideal for me.
Give me
a baby with a tonsure on the top.
Oh yeah, I love
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, tonsure. just a little shiny fontanelle right up there.
Sometimes you see a baby trying too hard, and it's like, yeah, man, I get it.
You're conventionally
attractive for a baby. Listen. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna
blow this one wide open. You can't trust people.
Yeah.
To tell you the honest truth about your baby, there is only one force that we can turn to at times like this. It's capitalism. Well, here's what I want you to do. I need you to take that baby to Los Angeles, California.
Oh,
and
City
you are
of Angels?
Put your money where your mouth is, and you're going to start pushing that baby. You need a baby agent. I recommend baby Joel Begleiter. He's just like our agent, but a baby.
Okay. Yeah, it's adorable.
To say, like, I got to take my shot. And then you just start cranking it. If that baby's really cute, you're going to start booking. And that is the only thing you can trust, is your baby booking.
Yep. Because this is also a good chance. Listen, your baby might be cute, right? Being cute is easy. But this is also a good chance to figure out, is your baby driven, right?
Yes.
Because it's like baby Rock said,
more
it's
important,
about drive.
Looks fade, drive,
right.
Don't.
It's about drive. It's about power. We feel hungry.
Yeah, for sure.
We devour.
You got to start. But wait for the inevitable Full House reboot.
Oh, my God.
When they open the roll up for, you know, baby, like what Michelle probably be a dinosaur or something. Whatever. And then you come for that crown. And let's see how cute your baby is.
The baby auditions for Fullest House are going to be... It's going to be the Hunger Games.
I have quintuplets. They can each work 15 minutes a day and swap them out as needed.
Perfect.
We can go through them. Work one so
they
bad
just,
they're like,
you can keep one.
It's
keep
so
one.
Tight.
Have one that's yours.
We have a PA who runs in and swaps the baby out mid-scene.
Yep.
Mid-scene.
No cuts.
We have one of these quintuplets we only use for lighting. So we just put the baby there so we don't have to get one of the really choice babies to stand out there at the time.
Yeah, we got a close up, baby. We got a back of the headshot, baby.
My name is Derek. I thought I was working with Skylar today. Yeah, I'm Derek. I'm just running your lines with you. They're gonna shoot me from behind the head. Back here, it all yeah. looks. I look just like beautiful Skylar. Everybody, loves.
I'm here for the two shots. Don't worry
this
about it.
This is two shot stuff. Hey, let's bang through this. Okay, it's martini o'clock.
Let's see. We got some ADR here. Okay. Oh, let me take that again. That didn't feel natural.
I'm a mocap for my brother, Derek. Please ignore all the white balls glued to my face. It's hard for me to because I'm a baby and whatnot. I'm just going to swing at this tennis ball, hang in front of me, pretend it's, I don't know, a fun toy that a beautiful baby would get.
And I did eat one of the balls. Please call my mommy and my doctor.
Apologies to Robert Zemeckis that we have backed into... Baby Herman from Frame Roger Rabbit, character again.
Yeah. Hey, can we go to the wizard's house?
Yes.
Oh, good. This one was sent in by Zach. Thank you, Zach.
Well, I want to knock first.
Oh, sure.
Knock, knock, knock.
Well, the door just swung open, and a bat flew out, and the bat is the wizard. And cool. This is the WikiHow. It's how to blow a kiss. How to blow a
Thank
kiss.
You.
Just because it's Halloween, it doesn't mean we can't have a little Valentine's Day in here, don't you think?
I think Halloween is like couples costumes and group costumes and friends becoming lovers, lovers becoming wolves. And I think this.
Blowing a kiss is a great way to show affection for someone in a lighthearted way. Remember to lock eyes with the person while blowing them a kiss. Always choose an appropriate time to blow kisses and avoid making this gesture to anyone who might not like it, which I will say, statistically speaking, is everyone, if you were to take the statistics of the human population, which I think is like 8-some billion, right?
Yeah, at this point.
And then you take out of that number the number of people that it's okay for you to blow a kiss to, it is so statistically insignificant that it is zero, for all intents and purposes.
It's the lottery ticket of human interaction. There's just like, once in a great while, it might hit a little bit. And that's probably because the person thought you were someone else that kind of looks like you.
I blew a kiss to my baby today because he clocked me while I was taking Henry to school. And he was at the window. And I gave him a little... And then I thought, like, was that right?
Yeah.
Did I do that?
What did he look like? What kind of look did he give back to you?
He smiled. He's a big fan of me.
Like, oh, Dad, that wasn't the time for that?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking condescending, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So anyway, making the gesture.
I'm hung up, though, on the lighthearted gesture, and now I'm wondering if there's, like, a way that one could dramatically blow a kiss, like, either in a threatening way or, like, this means something. You know, like, when you see in, like, mafia movies and they get that, like, kiss of death? Could you do that with blowing a kiss, which is like, hey, you.
Mwah. No, like, I don't think
that. Oh, no, it's the black spot. What?
I don't think that gets it done. I don't think this is a lighthearted. If you take lighthearted at face value to mean, like, something that's just kind of, like, woo, playful, and then a little poof of smoke, blowing a kiss is not that, because I'm going to be thinking about that all day. If someone does that to me. But let's make sure we're doing it right, please. Wait until you are a short distance away from the person. Blowing a kiss is a nonverbal show of affection that works best when you're a short distance away from someone, e.g. across the room. If you blow someone a kiss at close proximity, it may seem odd and unnecessary. That's true. Some close quarters combat. Like,
but what's the farthest? That's such a vague...
That's the next question is, like, I feel like I could 360 no-scope my baby with a remote smoocher, like, from across, like, a crowded theater. And I feel like I have done that.
One end of a... end zone to end zone of a football field. Clear line of sight.
Yes.
I could get them.
The line of sight is important.
It can't be full of people, right? Because then, unless I can stand up, like, on one of those bandstands that, like, you know, the drumline leaders use and stuff. Like, if I could get that, I think I could get him at a distance.
You don't want it to hit someone else.
No, God, no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
In this economy?
This one's important. Lock eyes with the person you're blowing a kiss to. Making direct eye contact when blowing a kiss lets the person know you're sending it to them. Look at the person until they look back at you and smile when they meet your gaze. Hold that eye contact while you blow them a kiss. If they break eye contact before you make the gesture, wait until they look back at you to try again.
You're just sitting there with your hand in front of your mouth, like, come on.
Yeah.
It's like tipping at the deli. You gotta wait.
Yeah, they have to
wait
see it.
Until they see it. They gotta wait till they're looking like, hello, here you go.
Yeah. I can't think of anything worse than somebody leaving you hanging on a kiss blow. That's gotta be a tough one. To just turn away in the middle, like, I'm like, and they turn away in the middle of it, and then It's like someone else sees me blowing a kiss to nobody, to a ghost.
Well, it's just like playing catch with someone without that eye contact. You blow the kiss when they're not looking, hits them right inside of the head, they're down.
They're
unconscious.
I just had a frigging grand idea. If you're listening to this show and you see us in the real world, just blow us a sweet kiss.
Wow, that's interesting.
If you blow us a sweet kiss our way,
big bold move.
And I clock it. No, it's not bold. No one.
Well, bold
of
you to include your two brothers who didn't get a vote in this new idea.
Yeah, I feel like, and this is one of those things that is like the secret on the show, but for bad. Like, if there was a secret that was for bad, that was like when you say it, the bad thing is going to happen now. It's what you've done.
Cool. I mean, that don't just start indiscriminately, but I'm like, I'm saying, here's my consent to just like blowing me a kiss anytime you see me. And
here's Justin's consent.
I'll know your whole story.
Yeah.
I'll get it. And then just be like, you'll be completely comfortable knowing that I'm just like, I caught it with my hand. I smooshed it on my cheek. Thank you so much.
Now, here's what I will say, Justin, from that gesture. It's just occurred to me that there is not a thumbs up, but like blowing a kiss seems intimate in a way of like kissing on the cheek would be,
yeah,
as opposed to like a high five. Can we long distance high five as a thing to replace blowing a kiss?
Travis, look at yourself. Do it again, Travis. Stop.
Oh yeah, no, stop. I did it. No, I did it, and I felt it. Like that, no, felt I'm not doing it again it's ever bad. Again in my life.
Half of a high five is bad.
Bad.
It's not great.
It's bad.
It's a bad look.
Historically speaking,
not while you're driving.
No, historically speaking, not great.
Not a great look. Half a high five.
How do you guys receive a kiss blow?
You catch it, you put it in your pocket.
Catch it, put it in your pocket.
See, I like to make my kiss bust up, because when they blow me a kiss, I'll grab it out of the air and I'll fucking eat it.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
It's a sweet little candy.
Yeah. I'm like a beast. I'm like it's filling me up. Good. Kiss your palm. Slowly bring the palm to your hand to your mouth. Touch your palm lightly with your lips. I don't think that's right.
It's fingertips.
It's not palm for me. Nah. This is where I got fucked up when I blew the kiss to Gus today. Is I did it very, very much on the fingertips. I rolled it off there.
Oh, now that's it. Oh, Griffin, I'm sure we'll get to this. But when I hear blow kiss,
with the fingers.
I don't blow. I'm sure there are people who waft it off.
But how the kiss is like supposed to
get. If you don't send it on its merry way,
how the kiss is supposed to get to them.
Well, I'm sending it.
People are going to think you got some delicious marinara on there. Mwah. Just kind of clean up.
I'm sending it, right, with my energy, but I'm not blowing it.
Travis,
that's interesting.
If you look at your kiss,
I know, Justin.
It's not great.
I know, Justin. I can feel it too.
Historically, the way you're doing your hand with flinging your kisses looks bad historically.
That's why I'm doing it backhanded now.
maybe throw him a grounder, Trav. You know what I mean?
A slider right between the legs.
I'll put it in a little envelope and I'll seal it and I'll put it in an imaginary and then they can open it and it's safe that way.
Position your hand after kissing your palm. Place your hand flat under your mouth. We know this one. You got to have a stable firing platform. But here's step five. Blow away the imaginary kiss. This motion will signify you blowing the kiss to its intended target. Do this gesture slowly to create emphasis. I'm going to make a meal of it.
I think that's the thing that's most threatening, because if I was close to that person, right, and we have a relationship like...
Physically or emotionally?
Both. Okay. You know, if it was someone where we had a relationship where we kissed each other on a regular basis, I would feel comfortable kissing them. What I would not do is kiss them and then blow against their lips to cement that kiss in there.
Travis.
Or like a kiss on the cheek. So like...
The kiss.
You know that that's not like
my kiss is like a butterfly. It flies on its own. Me blowing on it, it's just gonna fuck up its trajectory. It can go anywhere.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You're crazy.
Your kiss can't fly on its own.
My kiss is a fucking butterfly. I don't know about you guys' lead balloon kisses. Sorry, your kisses suck.
Be mindful about your cultural surroundings. This is good. I think in general.
Hey, all wiki, however, step one. Step one, keep your grades up. Step two, you might as well over cultural surroundings.
Blowing a kiss is a gesture that's well understood in North American culture, but not necessarily in others. In Brazil, for instance, the gesture of bringing your fingers to your mouth as you kiss them signifies the enjoyment of a meal and not a sign of affection. This, to me, seems like that's still okay. Like,
yeah,
if you're in
worse.
Brazil and you blow someone a kiss, someone will look at you and be like, they must have eaten something very delicious lately.
Yeah.
That's not so bad. If it was like, you wish that they're, you know, that their whole family was sick or something like that. Like, that's what this is, a cursing gesture.
And
you,
I think, as we've established earlier on in the segment, there's definitely some gestures you could make that are universally unpleasant.
Yeah,
right? That everyone's probably, like, there's no confusing that for anything else.
Choose an appropriate time and place. Yeah. I mean, don't get up.
Blowing not a funeral.
Blowing a kiss is often seen as a flirtatious gesture, which can be problematic in the workplace. Yes. In fact, I would say it can be problematic in a workplace, any workplace.
Or people are working.
Any workplace. You don't have to work at the workplace. If you are at the workplace, then it's not good. And you, also, the place, what's the name of the thing that connects all the workplaces? Outside, the world. Don't do it there either, because that one can also, like, somebody might be working
nearby.
The
only place not to do it is, well, I mean, unless I'm there, which I've already consented to blow all the kisses you like.
Right.
Other than that, just like not inside a workplace and not outside a workplace.
Yeah.
Other than that, those two situations.
I think there's two people I can think of that I would feel comfortable doing this to, and neither of them are you guys or my wife. It's my friends Bob and Bradbury. I think Bob and Bradbury, we could be like, hey, buddy, what's up? How's it going? Like, and be very comfortable.
It's cool.
With just exchanging it's that. Cool. Like, it's like a cool thing. Yeah. That would be like a cool, feeling very hip way to do it. I would not make a show of it. I think there's something in the show of like, mwah, right? Where it's just like, you fucking. But if you're just like, hey, man, stay classy or whatever, I think I could pull that off. I could do that.
I do it to my little stinkers. That's
it. Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I've started doing this thing, and it, like, it makes me feel, once again, like a cool dad, where, like,
drugs.
I'll make a... Drugs. They're awesome. And I put my hat on backwards and I talk to my kids about how great they are.
It works great.
Hey, kids, let's talk about drugs. Have you tried them? You got any? You know where I can get them? Where I will make a joke, like, for my three-year-old, like, maybe for lunch we should have a bowl of farts and dot last. But I wink at BB as if to say, like, you know we wouldn't really eat farts. And she, like, looks at me and nods. And I'm like, yeah, man, we're cool. I want to bring back the wink. Is that something that we can, like, reincorporate?
No,
like, a wink?
For sure not. No.
Not either. Really?
I thought we could, but you know what? You guys are right.
And also the last tip here is make sure the person won't be uncomfortable, which, like,
well,
should have been, first of all, the first tip, also impossible. Also, I would just err on the side of caution, which is to say, don't blow a kiss unless it's to one of your little stinkers,
or to a dog
or someone you have told, I'm going to blow a kiss at you. Is that, do you mind? Then that could be okay, right?
I think reference? you would have to phrase it like, at some point, I would like to try to blow a kiss at you.
That's cool.
And I'm totally fine if we do it, and then you're like, never do that again. Are you willing to try this exchange at least once to see how we both feel?
Let me ask
I
you
don't
a question.
Know that I couldn't give blanket consent to
it,
Justin
as,
has.
As we are introducing this into the sort of like social consciousness of our cultural surroundings, we have an opportunity here to kind of like set the rules because we're on the cutting edge. We're pioneers.
Yes. Absolutely.
So like first order of business for me, we've discussed technique, right? Like tips of the fingers, you got to blow, stable firing platform, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big thing for me, sound. Is it necessary?
Yeah.
Is it creepier for me to go, or is it creepier for me to go, I think silent is weird.
Well, but see, then we're getting into sign language, is tubbing,
that is
touching
thank
the
you.
Chin.
Yeah, that's shit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's an inch lower with the fingers and no sound. Where I think the only way to make it clear that what I'm saying is I'm kissing you and I'm blowing it at your face is like, mwah.
Okay. And then the receiving end of it, I think just a nod. Just like.
Or a gentle touch of the cheek, like a breeze.
Well, No. Because I don't know. Because I wouldn't kiss you on the cheek. Do you know what I mean?
You like, wouldn't kiss me on the cheek? I'm your brother.
Nah, I wouldn't kiss you hairy boys on your hairy cheeks.
Oh,
ever.
It's lovely. It's like nuzzling
it's
a big
not,
bear.
It's not lovely. I'm not going to kiss your guys' hairy cheeks. Stop it.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. So, like, I don't want to address, I don't want it to be, I don't want it to land on me. Like, I don't want it to land on me and me be the one that put it there. Do you know what I mean?
Could
so
she just do a knowing look and like a cat, like just curl your fingers and a nod. Like, I want something of like, it's been received.
Oh, that's cool. That can be right. Like a cool gesture of just like, you sort of like your David Bowie with the orb.
Oh, yeah. I've just welcomed
like,
this.
I've got the kiss now. And you can kind of like play with it and roll it around your fingers like a coin.
Oh, yeah.
And do tricks with the kiss. That's good.
Oh, I like that. Just a catch and a nod.
What do you think Justin's thinking about?
I don't know, man. David Bowie?
No.
If I had to guess.
So there's contact juggling? That's settled on blowing kisses. That's all done. We've weighed in on that. And I think it's time to treat ourselves with a quick trip to the money zone.
Can I tell you guys something messed up?
What?
The whole time I was in the UK, I didn't receive one letter.
What?
No one sent me any letters as I bounced from castle to castle, just cleansing them of every wrongdoing that's ever been done there. I didn't receive one stinking letter from either of you. Were you sending them?
No.
I was going to, Travis, but I actually don't have the time to go to the post office right now.
Oh, Justin. You
that's the only place
idiot.
Where stamps are. So, whoa, what? Sorry, what?
Oh, sorry, Justin. It's a idiot is used. A word they use over in the UK to mean like somebody who doesn't know something. You might not have heard it before.
Oh,
and because
okay.
You don't know about stamps.com, which is this new invention where you can get stamps and postage and stuff through the internet. Have you heard about this?
Okay.
Did you hear about that? Did you hear about that, wanker?
Do you just take a picture of the stamps on the screen with your phone and then...
No, Justin, you bollocks head. You go... you...
Sorry, the two big ones for them are idiot and bollocks head?
Yeah, crisp brain.
Crisp brain, spotted dick. You go to stamps.com, right? And it's the one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. You get access to USPS and UPS services. You need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Especially important... during the upcoming holiday season.
Absolutely.
When maybe you run a small business and you're shipping things out to people, or maybe you're just like sending out a lot of Christmas cards or gifts or whatever, stamps.com can help you get that done. Rates are constantly changing. With stamps.com switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know you're getting the best deal every time. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights. You can start with stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER, all one word, for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code MYBROTHER, all one word.
Brands like it when we have a little fun with right?
I hope so.
So can we talk about trading late nights for silent nights?
Yes, please.
Does stamps.com offer a completely silent way of getting my shit from point A to point B? I know
correct.
They offer a quick and affordable and convenient way of doing it, but I am not convinced, stamps.com, that your service is going to make my evenings any quieter.
Oh, so Griffin, actually, it's buried deep in the contract, so be careful. This is why it's important you read everything.
Yeah.
When you sign up with stamps.com, it does require at least one night a week you watch A Quiet Place and act it out.
Oh,
and
you're on home
and not making any sound. Now, I've never seen A Quiet Place, except that I know that people are really quiet in it, and I think Jim from The Office is in there pulling faces constantly. And you could also probably just get by watching The Office on mute. If that's what you wanted to do instead. They don't have any way of checking up on you. That's what I found out. You guys see A Quiet Place? What's it about?
Have not seen that one yet.
It's one of those movies where you have to pay the dead kid tax at the top of it in order to enjoy the rest of the film.
Yeah, I wish there was a website just for that. There's one
it
about whether or not dogs die. I really like that because that could really soil a film for me.
Yeah, I don't have a dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. You know what I do have?
What do you have?
A fresh look all the time.
Yeah.
How do I do it? A lot of people ask me, what's my secret? I'm a busy guy. You know, what's my secret? I have the clothes sent to me. I don't go to the store. The clothes come here. You know when your clothes, you put them on, it fits just right? It's like, this is for me?
Yes.
I call that, this is what I came up with, the Stitch Fix feeling.
You came up with that? That's good, dude.
Came up with that. Thank you. You get clothes that fit you at a budget you're comfortable with, styles you love. You're working with a personal stylist that you give them your sizes, your taste, your budget, and they're going to send you a box of clothing items that are like, this is for you. You're going to love these. And you will. You open it up, you put it on, you're like, oh my gosh, I love it. If you, that doesn't qualify for any items, rare, fair. You put them back in the bag. You ship them back. No postage, no fees, no returns, no problem. No.
Can I tell you my favorite thing, Justin?
Oh, I'd love to.
This happens from time to time where I'll get something from Stitch Fix, and it's something I would not have picked out in a store.
Yeah.
But I put it on, and I'm like, ooh, this fits me perfectly and looks great on me. I never would have known this was my thing, but my stylist has like geared it towards me and pushed that a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, this is a new style that I love.
My wardrobe needs have changed. And so I drop back on my Stitch Fix to like a like quarterly fix, which works for me and my schedule. But also, like, I find that I've learned how to dress myself because of Stitch Fix and the many, many clothes they have sent my way.
Getting an adult in the room to say, hey, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
And it's also nice to have an adult there to teach you how, like, the buttons work. Because sometimes you're like, I can't figure out, is this a hook and eye situation? Yes. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And my stylist walks me through dressing myself, and it's very
Stitch
lovely.
Stitch Fix is like the, when you reach for something that you think will look good on you, but nobody else does.
Yeah.
Stitch Fix is at the store when you don't have any help. Stitch Fix is like the hand that reaches out and smacks your hand and says, no, that's not for you. This isn't, and it's not yours.
And it's the only rough part was when Stitch Fix kicked in the door to my house and took away all my cargo shorts and graphic tees with Stewie Griffin on them.
Yeah, and you said stuff in those cargo shorts
and in the Stewie t-shirts because they have pockets, and I kept all my Beyblades in those in the Stewie Griffin t-shirts. Anyway, that's the only bad thing is they'll take your cargo pants right out of your house, and also if you have any of the Family Guy guys. It's over. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering our listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/mybrother. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
I'm Lisa Hanawalt.
And I'm Emily Heller.
Wow, Emily, we've been doing this podcast for 10 years.
I know, but hey, don't worry. You can jump in at literally any episode and hear us talk about some of our favorite stuff. Caterpillars becoming butterflies.
Martha Stewart flying around in a private jet full of trees. Yes, you heard me right, trees.
Neighbors becoming enemies. Just kidding.
Whatever messed up stuff we can find on Wikipedia.
Our impeccable taste in everything from dogs to TV shows to bodily functions.
And horses. Lots and lots of horses. Come for our horned up rants about the world. Stay for the catchy theme songs.
You might not learn anything, but we're a good hang.
Baby Geniuses. Every other week on MaximumFun.org. Baby Geniuses, tell us something we don't know.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Our comedy podcast, Jordan Jesse Go, just celebrated its 15th anniversary.
It was a couple months ago, but we forgot.
Yeah, completely. Our silly show is 15 years old. That makes it old enough to get its learner's permit.
And almost old enough to get the talk.
Wow, I hope you got the talk before then. A lot of things have changed in 15 years. Our show's not one of them.
We're never changing, and you can't make us.
Jordan, Jesse, Go, the same forever at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dun, 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 dun.
As promised. Yep.
I want to munch stuff. I want to munch stuff.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast. Within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating, I am so excited to be back. Obviously, things have been happening so fast.
Just in mineral.
Oh,
pour one out super quick. I don't want to do a story about this, but the McRib is, guys, on its farewell tour.
No.
Yeah, it's back for one brief moment. And I'm like, why now? You know what I mean? Like, why now? And are you really going to get rid of it right now? And then
do you guys ever wonder where it goes when it's not here?
I think about that all the time, Trev.
Back to pigs. The pigs get them. Pigs get to keep them. Keep the ribs. Keep your ribs, pigs. We don't need them.
Yes, these are yours now.
Oh no, the clown is here for our ribs. No, keep your ribs.
Do not, no, children.
Keep your ribs, children.
Keep your ribs today.
Today, nobody does.
So I just want to tell you guys real quick what's happening out in the world. Firehouse has released the Prime Rib Steak Sub.
That's where they go.
The five-star flavor. So this five-star flavor comes from being seared and then cooked to perfection via sous vide.
Thanks to my cuisines.
I know. They use
Isn't this a fast casual restaurant?
Yes. They've sous vide them and then let it sit.
Just kick it here for 4 hours while we bake.
I'm sure they started before the customer gets there, Griffin. I don't think it's sous vide to order.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, why sous vide? Well, let's check in with Berthelon, a Michelin star trained chef and a maitre cuisinier de France, who's been a pioneer in sous vide since 1989. Chef Gerard. Hello, is this Chef Gerard Berthelon? Oui. It's Firehouse Subs. You want to cook up a lot of these sloppy boys for us or what? Oui, absolutely. He says, water is the best medium to transfer heat because of how precise it allows you to be. By searing Firehouse Subs prime rib to capture flavor and then cooking it for 12 hours, sous vide, guests receive an incredibly tender and flavorful piece of beef, just as good as they would get in any steakhouse in the world.
Yeah, man.
Except for Berthelon, drunk on his own power.
Now, I also say, Firehouse Subs, I don't know how much you paid this man to say this. I could have told you the same thing for like $50. I would have done it. I've been sous vide-ing for like 6 years now. I could have told you the same. It's good. The water heats it up real good, man.
It's pretty good.
Where's my money?
I don't know. I've been in the back room of plenty of fast casual restaurants enough to know that it's going to be sort of a spooky thing to have back there.
Yeah.
It's going to just have like this specimen in floating in a fucking Bacta tank, just like waiting for you to just sear it and slice it up. I think that would give a sort of, but it's Halloween.
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Now, see, I thought you were going to say a spooky thing because basically you have just have a vat of scalding hot liquid sitting around for people
hot.
Who are maybe at best phoning it in.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably keeping that bad boy like, what, 129, 130 tops?
Still, I wouldn't want that on my
It wouldn't feel good, but grabbers. It's not scalding.
So that was the story that I noticed, like, because I was thinking a lot about, like, meat. And, so I noticed that one, that steak and cheese sandwich that they are doing, the prime rib steak sub. And then I noticed, this is always in the same week, Roy Roger says they're bringing back the steak and cheese sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Steak and cheese features thin slices of beefsteak with American cheese and grilled onions on a delicious 6-inch roll.
Yeah.
Roy Rogers Restaurants, the Western-themed quick-service restaurant chain based in Frederick, Maryland, is announcing the return of a highly anticipated limited-time menu offering in introducing a new side and launching its gift card promotion just in time for the holidays. Yes, the holidays are here, folks, and this time the festive season has been rung in by the steak and cheese sandwich from Roy Rogers. Quote, the steak and cheese is always a fan favorite. We're happy to bring it back for our royalists. You know, customer, that's the senior director.
That feels like that's something else. That feels like that word means something else,
nope,
right?
Royalists. So that what it means is people that love Roy Rogers. We know customers will love the addition of our new mozzarella sticks and marinara dipping sauce as well. They pair great as a side or as a snack on the go. Whee! I got a lot of errands to run today. Give me some mozz sticks.
If you're a fast casual restaurant and you announce something that has existed for 500 years, I think it should just be, I think the press statement should just be like 1 to 2 sentences. Hey guys, it's us, Roy Rogers. We do mozzarella sticks now.
Thought we already did.
Come have them.
Yeah, we get that. It seems like something we would have done before now. I like they just casually threw in their scenario that would imagine like, one last present tucked behind the tree. Let's see what it is. A Roy Rogers gift card. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Ah, you're welcome, son.
So this is the second press release. This is how this one closes. This is the perfect time of year for food that provides comfort and reminds us of home. Huh. These seasonal limited time offerings do just that and are delicious additions to the menu. Royalists can now give the gift of high quality burgers, beef, and chicken with our holiday gift card promotion. The perfect gift or stocking stuffer this holiday season. Okay, so we really are. And then I just drive on over by Quiznos press release outlet.
No way.
Quiznos Prime Rib Sub makes their long-awaited return. What? Announced the same week as these other stories.
Is this all connected to the McRib retirement?
This is what I can't figure out.
They are searching. This is House of the Dragon. I haven't seen it, but I think this is what it is.
Yeah.
Where they're searching, they're vying, politicking to discover the heir apparent to the McRib kingdom. And this is thrilling for me. This is super exciting.
3 years after its last appearance, the popular prime rib subs are back for guests to indulge in the comforting and satisfying flavors of slow roasted prime rib as the holiday season draws near. Are you shitting me?
So
are
this
both
is,
of you all trying to be like the perfect holiday food? A messy cheesesteak sandwich.
Okay, so this I looked it up, right? Because it stuck in my mind. Prime rib is like a thing that for like many is like a traditional Christmas dinner thing, right? But this isn't that. This is a steak hoagie.
It's a steak hoagie.
Not that.
It may be bursting with flavor and dry rub with black pepper, garlic, and salt. Don't brag about putting salt on it.
Yeah. We put three of the most basic things you could put on something. Salt pepper, and garlic.
Listing salt is an admission that you didn't put any other flavors on it.
Right.
You would have said anything other than salt.
And get this, we cooked it.
Yeah,
man. Great,
it's got a creamy horseradish sauce. The prime Italian is made with slow roasted prime rib, provolone cheese, sautéed onions, Giardelli. It's the peppers. Giardelli. It's like the
Pepper. Paul Giamatti.
Green peppers and marisa. For many, the holidays, this is a quote that is in a different press release than the last one. For many, the holiday season is an ideal time to cozy up with indulgent foods and get together with family, surrounding themselves with comfort and familiarity, says Mike Geisman, Vice President of Culinary Innovation. We invite our guests to experience those same feelings
at Quiznos.
Travis, that's the next.
No!
Experience those same feelings when they walk into a Quiznos.
Yeah.
If you experience the feeling of being home when you walk into a Quiznos, that's not good.
That's bad.
That's not something
I feel
wrong.
Comforted and surrounded by family at this Quiznos.
If you work at the Quiznos and it's like, these are my people, like, this is my family, that's fine.
I would say
that's not great.
It's a found families are huge with us, and maybe your family is at Quiznos. That's fantastic. I'm saying if you eat a sandwich and you're like, I'm home, like that's probably less than great. But those,
I'm saying,
especially as more and more Quiznos across the country are closing, and you're like chasing your home from
my home is my home in Huntington on 4th Avenue. My home is now a place where people go to drink wine and paint things. That's in my house.
In your house. And they didn't even ask you.
They are, what is it? Paint and sip? Maybe, I don't know. Some permutation of that. I guess it's true what they say, that the supply chain is really just dictating all this stuff. Like, it's clearly somebody backed up too many
beefs.
We
got a lot of rib.
Got a lot of beefs.
Everyone, we got some thin slices of shit.
Tell them it's for Christmas. Tell them it's a Christmas delight.
My money's on Quiznos. I think it would be fun if Roy Rogers won. Like, if Roy Rogers became the big one, just because
in the rib
crisis of 2022, 2023, because let's be honest, we're not going to whip this thing in the next 2 months.
No.
Oh, boy. How are we doing? You want another question?
Yeah.
Hi, brothers. I'm faced with a moral quandary. You've come to the right place. Our school is holding elections for student council.
Ooh.
And two of my friends are running. I've already voted for them. But this morning on the quad, there was a guy who was campaigning by handing out mini gourds from a massive burlap sack to people who promised to vote for him. The gourds are really cute, and I want to have one. Is it morally right to lie to this poor man just for a free Calabash squash? And that's from Squash Squanderer in New York.
Can I just say, it feels like a long way to go to get a vote when you could just like buy a bag of like mixed mini chocolate bars, especially now during a Halloween season, just hand those out, man. You know, people love candy. You know what it costs you like $5? Where are you getting so many gourds that you can hand them out as a favor? It seems like a huge expense.
You know, I'm in politics country now.
Yeah.
Where it all happens.
Yeah.
And I will say that a lot of, like, a surprising amount of stuff here is, like, a lot of the political processes are lubricated with, like, fun size Mr. Good bars.
Yeah, man.
Crackles, Hershey's with almond. That's it. That greases a lot of the wheels because they can't get enough of this stuff.
Well, and the secret is you do a special dark and a good bar at the same time.
Oh, fuck off. That's too much.
Now we're talking.
This is a crime. What this person is doing is a crime.
It's all right, Justin. Justin's been like Toby Ziegler-ing around for a while now, and he thinks he's Mr. Politics and Ethics.
If I can pay people for votes,
yeah,
enough said. Okay, listen. If it was legal, you can't do this. It's a crime. Now that being said,
to hand out gourds,
you don't want to be mixed up in this endeavor. You can't pay people for votes. That said, if they got a delicata over there. Let me come by. I don't have a Trader Rick's. Trader. No. That's Werewolves in London. The Trader Sam's? Nope.
You'll get there.
Trader Joe's. I don't have a Trader Joe's around here. I don't have a Jungle Jim's. You know what I mean? Like I gotta get my delicata when people go out of town. They're like, can I get you a souvenir? Like, yeah. Bring me back some delicata
squash. From the squash from Trader Joe's.
You can eat the rind? Thank you.
Yeah.
But Justin, I'm sorry.
It every night. Oh, yeah, constantly. Up in
Cincinnati. Oh, constantly, man. At this point, I'm more delicata squash than I am man. But here's the question, Justin. In your mind, handing someone a tiny decorative seasonal gourd is paying them for votes.
Yes.
In what world can you use a tiny decorative gourd as currency? And please point me in the direction of that world, because I'm a very rich man.
Pumpkin Town.
Good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you don't want to get mixed up in this business. This is dark stuff.
But it sounds like, to me, you have two friends running for student council, competing, it sounds like, against each other.
They said they already voted for them. So I
well fraud clearly,
they might be different positions.
Oh, that's another good point. Yeah, maybe it's not fraud.
But regardless, you can feign ignorance and be like, "Sorry, I thought you guys were competing against each other, and I could not choose. And I got this cutie little gourd, this sweet little squash outside, and I told the guy I would vote for him because I couldn't pick between you two. It's not fair. So I voted third party for this one.
I tell you what, guys. Here's the beautiful thing. I don't know if you guys know this. You can tell anybody you're voting for anything. They can't check. You can be like, hey, I'll definitely vote for you. And unless that guy loses by like one vote and then breaks into like the student council offices or whatever, it goes through each thing. And it's like, wait a minute. It was Todd. Todd took one of my gourds and they didn't vote for me. I'm going to ruin Todd's life. Maybe that might happen in my new YA novel that I'm working on. Please don't copy this concept. I've said it out loud. Everybody, forget what I said. Forget what I said. This is mine.
It is Kevin Costner's swing vote, and that's fun that you reinvented that film. This time
I'm calling mine gored to death.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's really
get at us, Blumhouse. That's good stuff.
Speaking of like the politics thing, did you all see that? God, I'm so delighted. Did you guys see the attack ad?
I did, dude.
Griffin, did you see it?
Oh yeah, I saw the attack ad.
They made a lot of good points.
I don't want to talk too much about it, but I do want to say the front of it is just this picture of gas prices with Joe Biden like, good gas prices. And Sydney's like, I love it. It's like,
I had no idea. I've known Sydney now for decades. I had no idea she had such influence over the national gas prices.
Here's what I wanted to say, though, is that this mailer does include the phrase that is on a political mailer in the world, the Biden / McElroy agenda. The Biden-McElroy agenda.
Really, 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 really strong.
That's not something we made up for this show. That's someone was like, the Biden-McElroy agenda. Very, very good.
The only way that that makes sense is if it's like the Biden slash McElroy agenda, and then underneath it in bullet points is leaving a ticket at will call at every live show they've ever done in Washington, D.C. for Joe Biden, hoping he'll show up. That's the only McElroy slash Biden agenda I know of that exists on this planet.
Do you know how bad you have to be at your job to not be, because of who Sydney is married to not be able to cook up a very, 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 very bad mailer?
The possibilities are endless.
There's so much.
We love Sydney. You love Sydney. Everybody loves Sydney. This clown, this absolute degenerate that she is married
to. You see this guy in the pumpkin suit who said he just came from a wedding? He's like right there with her.
Do you see this man in a chili suit who's in a pumpkin suit who's got chili all over his hands and face? That's in the last week. Like, that's dude, we're not even getting like scrolling out of his Google Calendar page to find these embarrassing things. Like,
that's a choice Sydney made once a while ago. Has been stuck with. Every other choice has been great, but she did this one time. Choose this guy. Are you sure?
Are you sure? There's got to be something fundamentally fun here. Oh, gosh. Politics is fun.
We have a lot of fun here.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I really, really, really miss doing it. And I really, really miss talking to you guys. You both, you two and the listeners. I really miss doing this. So it's so nice to be back here with you. And I hope that we're going to be seeing some of you in person very soon.
Exactly. I will also say mine and Justin's birthday is coming up soon. And it's a birthday present for me. If you are in some place where you can vote for Sydney, do that. Thanks, would be Trav. A great birthday present for me.
Thanks, Trav.
Hey, you're welcome.
Now, can you pick up on my, let me do my fun segue again. And Griffin, if you want to interrupt with any plugs for my wife's candidacy, that's all's fair.
Yeah, tee that up again.
Okay. And then I hope we see some of you in person soon, here in the next week away. Very soon.
And I vote for Sydney.
Okay. So we're going to be in Cincinnati and DC and Detroit.
That's not in that order, though.
Not in that order. Travis, I'm begging you, if you could just. Yeah, I don't have.
We're going to be in Cincinnati doing My Brother, and Me in November 10th, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's the 10th. We're going to be up in Cincinnati doing a Bim Bam. Then in the 11th, we're going to be at the Masonic in Detroit doing a Bim Bam.
Yeah, we are.
And then on the 12th, we're going to be here in the district, in the DMV, as we say, in the DMV at the DAR, Constitution Hall doing a Bim Bam. And then the next night, we're coming back for Taz at DC, DAR, DMV, baby. Let's go. With Brennan Lee Mulligan DMing Dadlands 2. Y'all, I could not be more excited for that fucking live show. Come out to it. If you live within driving distance of this show, I guarantee you it's going to be a gosh dang barn burner. The last one was a hoot.
It's out now. I did a thing with Roll20 Con playing with Brennan and a bunch of other folks, including Abria, and it was great. But when I was there, I was talking to Brennan about the show, and I was like, yeah, I'm thinking, you know, maybe new characters. And the look on it, he was like, you guys aren't going to be the same characters? But I love those characters.
I'm going to be the same characters.
Yeah, I had forgotten, and he remembered, until he said, you're not going to be Guy Ferrari again? I was like, fuck, that's good. Yeah, I'll be Guy Ferrari again. Yeah, man. It's going to be great. Speaking of Abria, we've rescheduled our shows for San Jose and Denver. They've been postponed, but now they will be April 27th in San Jose, California, Adventure Zone with Abria, who just a taste of that when we did Spirit Breakers for Halloween. Abria is an absolute joy and brings out the best in us, I would say. April 28th, we're going to do a My Brother and Me in San Jose, and then April 29th, we're going to be doing My Brother and Me in Denver. All existing tickets will be honored for the new dates. If you can't attend the rescheduled dates, you can request a refund at the point of purchase. And if you don't have tickets but want to go now, that we have new dates, tickets are on sale now. Mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. So it's a new month, so there'll be new merch. Go check that out, macroymerch.com. A lot of cool stuff there. And don't forget to pre-order the Taz 11th Hour. It comes out officially February 21st, 2023, but you can pre-order it now at the Adventure Zone Comic. .com.
And I just wanted to say one more thing about that Detroit live show. That is going to be on November 11th, which, as you all know, is the 14th anniversary of the release of Star Wars, The Clone Wars,
lightsaber
on the Wii. So we're going to be able to do a themed right. Star Wars episode only makes sense to celebrate
only
that,
makes sense.
That release.
And we can say that because they pay us no matter if people come or not. Like, we obviously prefer if people come, but if nobody shows up, then we can kind of like...
Griffin's right. But only in this very limited scope where, like, that trick works once.
Right. Yeah.
And then they don't do any more after that. So please
we will
do
not
come.
Be doing, I guarantee you, we won't be doing a Star Wars show.
I won't mention Star Wars up there.
But it'll be in Justin's mind. You can feel it. You'll feel it. He'll be in full cosplay.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. What if, holy shit, what if we were in full cosplay but did not mention it?
Okay. That's fine.
Anyway, thanks to Montaigne also for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Stream that album, making it, buy it, get it, get the merch, support all art, but especially Montaigne's art because it's very good. That's it for it. That's it for the show.
Thank you so much for listening. Griffin, can you inspire us for like any quotes that you want to like? Well, you're looking very thoughtful.
Don't give up. Unless no. Keep on pushing. Oh, what's the thing that the guy, that one of the presidents said, where he's like, if you're going through hell, don't stop. If you're going through hell, don't stop.
Can't be it.
I think that's what he said.
I think it was don't stop.
I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, if you're going through hell, don't stop.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.